You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy.
Summer. The best time of year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
You've heard of law firms, we're more of a law squishy. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you, Elvis Cholesterol Stello, for that catchphrase submission, a.k.a. Sausage O'Consent. Wow. Sausage O'Consent. Aye, aye, aye. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week, and what a week it is. My name is Scott Aukerman. Boy, we have a great show coming up a little later. We have a, well, I want to say lawman, but that's not really accurate. A law something, I'll tell you that much. We also have a current intern of mine will be on the show. Again, look, this is the backyard era of Comedy Bang Bang. We are not getting the stars. Although our first guest is an exception to that. Ish. He was on the show January 18th of 2015.
That's
last.
Right.
7 years ago.
Yeah.
We're going to see what he's been up to since then. He is, of course, you know him from Workaholics. You know him from Game Over Man. And he is in the current hit from Shondaland. Is that right?
Yeah.
Inventing Anna?
I'm in Shondaland now.
Wow. Anders Holm is back. Welcome.
What up?
What up? You are so committed to this show, I have to say, Anders. You showed up 2 days in a row.
Yeah. I came here yesterday wearing the exact same clothes I'm wearing now, ready to rock, and you were like, wrong day.
Everyone was very confused because my wife's assistant was here, yeah. and she came and said, oh, I just sent your guest to the back. I was like, guest for what?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then I heard, it's Anders! It's Anders! Well, that wasn't you. That was my wife who looked out the window.
Let me just throw my manager's assistant, Abby, under the bus.
Okay, good. It was not my fault.
No, it wasn't your fault. Okay. And it wasn't covert, my PR team. Mm-hmm. Everyone else was doing their job correctly. Abby fucked up.
Abby, you've done fucked up.
She put it in my calendar wrong, and if she's not fired by Monday when this airs.
Wait, can I make the final decision, though? Because it really impacted me more than you.
That is true.
I know,
yeah.
You drove an hour here and an hour back.
Yeah, but you know what?
But it really was like, it put a fright into me, and it ruined my whole day.
I hadn't been on a drive like that for a while, so it was just nice to get out. My folks are in town.
That's what you told me. You were like, look, I don't even care.
Yeah, yeah,
my
yeah.
folks are in town. I wanted to leave.
Just a little escape, because like they had just gotten here, so it was a lot you know?
Yeah. And now I'm thinking you did it on purpose and you're trying to get your manager's assistant fired to cover.
I did hold up my hand and said, help me on the inside, and you didn't do anything.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
You also are wearing tree torns because I wore tree torns the last time I saw you.
Yeah. I feel like every time I see a picture of you, you were wearing tree torns.
That was the tree torn era. Yeah. Yes.
So yesterday I put on a pair that were my favorite that I've had for like a decade. And when I got home, the soles just cracked out from under me.
Cracked out. John Daly and Brett Gelman.
True. And so then I threw these on. Also,
those
fully
are
about
beautiful. I don't have any more. Mine fell apart. And tree torns, I believe I got one pair free once. I'd love another pair.
Yo, tree torn, get it, my guy here.
Get it, my guy over here. Well, sure. I'd love to wear matching tree torns.
That'd
with
be
you
amazing.
One day.
They're the best. They're if you truly are like a guy who collects shoes and you don't just have
that's
a
me,
pair
to a T.
of like yeah. canvas tree torns to just check that box.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're doing.
Don't know what you're doing. So Tree Torns, hit us up. You can find us on social media at Anders and Scott. We're going to start a new account, I think.
Anders and Scott dot
shoes.
Shoe us.
Dot shoe us.
Yeah.
Spelled S-H-O-O, like shoe
right.
fly.
Right, right, right.
Anders, welcome back to the show. Man, so much has happened in the last 7 years. You were on with American Football, the band. And
yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah.
And was that their first appearance, or was that...
In my life, yes.
Was it their last appearance?
It was them,
life?
And I believe John Lennon.
John Lennon was here? Yes, yeah, of course. Yeah. He back from the dead.
Not Mike Hanford. He couldn't make it, but John Lennon was there.
Yeah, that was a fun episode. And then nada.
Yeah.
Just zilch since then. Nothing, well, you haven't been in anything? What's happened?
What I'll say is that it's up to my manager's assistant as to what I do. And I guess she didn't book anything. So, wow. Again, dead to me.
You can just you can reach out to me personally. See, yeah, you wouldn't have all this kind of stuff where you'd get the wrong day.
I probably should.
You would be on more often.
Yeah.
You know.
I haven't done much. We did Game Over Man. That was fun.
Yeah, you could have come on for Game Over Man. That would have been fun. I watched that movie.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did
like
good.
It. Yeah. Cuz like I feel like it's the last insane literal balls to the wall Adam Devine's nutsack movie.
It also felt like it was right on the cusp of like everyone watching Netflix movies, and so everyone watched it, and then no one watching Netflix movies, and that was my movie.
Well, look. Netflix has become an interesting beast. Did you get was yours still part of the era where they let you do whatever you wanted?
No.
Okay. They let us do everything we wanted.
We thought we were in that era.
Yeah.
And it turned out we were in the other era.
I think it's our fault that you weren't era.
Could be.
They were like, what are we doing? You can't even find this movie. You have to like really search Game Over Man and like fully type it out.
Yeah, because if you just do Game Over MA, they give you this other movie that they made for $3 just to throw you off the scent.
Right.
Game Over Ma.
Right. And, that's not a, and
that's
actually
a good movie.
It's funny.
Actually, actually better.
Yeah. it's Frank Stallone.
Yep.
Game over, Ma.
And it's a sequel to Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Yes.
With his brother Sly, of
God,
course.
That'd be good. Throw Mama from the Train is also mashes
the
up
Mama
in
verse.
There. Yeah. The Mama verse.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of the Mama verse, you're in the Anniverse. I was going to say Anniverse, but you corrected me before the show and said it was Anna. The Anniverse is part of Shondaland. Yeah. Now, if I were Shonda, I would say Shondaverse. You know what I mean? Because it's like a land.
Let me tell you something. That's why she's Shonda and you're not.
I guess so.
I don't know.
Also because she was born Shonda born myself.
That's, well.
I could switch maybe.
You think so?
Did we Freaky Friday this?
I mean, what's real? What's
Who
not?
Who knows? But what is real is you're in this inventing Anna, which is a mini series? Look, I'm going to tell you everything that I know about it.
Okay.
Your your manager who sent me the info about everything?
I'm Here's not what I sure. can tell you about the,
might have been the
ins and out of my management right now.
Okay. they're going to be shy one assistant
not
by Monday.
Operating at tip top. So I assume my PR did a splendid job sending you.
They said, look, Anders has got to come on the show. He's got to talk about this this exciting project he has going.
They bullied you.
They sent me the YouTube link of the trailer.
Yeah.
I clicked on it. I was so excited. I was like, Anders has a new thing.
Right.
Suddenly I see Shondaland, everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is amazing. There is literally one shot of you. You do not say anything.
Yep.
You react
yep.
and go, huh?
Yep.
And then that's it.
Well,
so I have no information to go hunt.
If you like that, then you'll love Inventing Anna. I for real posted that and I was like, here's the trailer for the new show I'm in. Do not blink because you will miss me.
But you're in the show a lot.
I'm in every episode.
But they don't think that you're marketable?
I mean, like, we can really get into like the deep sadness of my life. Look, I here's my character. My character, this show
do you,
is a...
There's Anna, and who do you play? Dana?
I play Jack Hanna, and I bring on animals.
Great.
And the shot you saw was me watching my Arctic fox run away. And it's weird that I didn't convey that with my eyes because I was trying.
But if you can see the reflection of something moving far away in your
yes.
eyeballs.
And yeah. now I blame the director for not pushing into a micro close-up and not grabbing that. But the show is about this real life, true story con artist from a few years ago in New York.
She got paid $300,000 or something to make this show from
oh,
what
yeah.
I just read.
And look, I'm never going to get that money back. I'm never going to recoup.
You paid it yourself.
I thought it would be a
what
good
are
investment.
You doing?
And then I was like, oh, yeah, she's a con artist.
She conned you.
Yeah.
That would be yeah. really funny if she just conned every single actor in the show.
But now I have a
And
cool
then you made
cause.
A series about that.
Yeah, now I'm like a victim and I'm going to parlay that for the next 5 years of my career. I'm going to sell merch about it. But the story is a real life con artist who was paid.
She was like 19 or something like
she
that?
She was in her 20s. And
sounds like 20 or so.
Yeah.
Right.
She was a few days past 19. And
barely legal, though.
She was, I don't know where we're going now. She was extremely legal.
But barely. And, but extremely, but barely.
Right. Moving on. She basically was hoodwinking all these rich people into helping her fund this like social club that she wanted to open up for like very exclusive rich people, the coolest people.
Sort of like a Soho House kind
like
of thing.
Like a Soho House type of thing, or like a YMCA for extremely rich people that may or may not be Christian men.
So like a YMCA, but not for like if the village people were super rich.
Yes. And they gotta be,
young
right?
rich men.
We're all still dancing to that song every night.
We are. They should be rich.
Right? They got my money.
Do you think any of the actual village people got paid anything?
I think
they got a weekly stipend.
The village people
yeah.
are the city people now. They moved into condos,
oh,
high
I hope
rises.
So.
Yeah, they're doing fine.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
But the whole thing is that she didn't get away with it. She was lying about having this windfall of money that's going to come from her parents to fund this thing, which she just needed to get the ball rolling with a few dozen million dollars, right? And she started getting it. And then, like, the other foot came down. She got arrested. And so the show, the limited series.
It's very limited. How much, what did they limit this to?
Oh, they topped it off at 9.
9?
You're not getting more than 9 episodes out of this show.
That's such a weird number.
It's weird. It was supposed to be 10, but then pandemic. Anywho.
Do you get paid by the episode?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know. But.
That's got to hurt.
I signed on for 8.
Hey!
Then they were like, we're going to use you for 10. Then they were like, hey.
Hey, guess what?
Gonna be
Split
9.
Split the diff.
So it was a lot of like, huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, a nice addition on your house, I'm sure.
Yeah. A new house.
Really?
Yeah, moved.
Just next door?
Next to Shonda.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm in Shonda land now. All the taxes go to her. It's
oh, weird.
Complicated.
It's like a planned community there.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, and it's fine.
Anders, who do you play in this thing? You've talked about this lady.
I gotta set the
so
table.
So much. You're like, blah, blah, blah. This lady. I want to know
this lady
about
has
you.
Fed me and kept me alive and put a roof over my children's. So the show, the limited series, is about this investigative journalist played by Anna Chlumsky trying to figure out how this woman did all these things, hoodwinked all these people who are very established, wealthy people in New York City. And I play the journalist's husband.
Ooh.
So she's in this world. She's running around with all these rich people all day. Then she comes back to our just like shitty apartment and is like, I hate living here. And I'm like, hey, whoa, what? We're in love.
So it seems like that. Let's imagine these scenes. Okay, mm-hmm. I'll be Anna Chlumsky.
Yeah.
Anna Chlumsky.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, I'm home. Oh, my God, what a day.
Where's my dinner?
What, you want me? I've been out there investigating this woman all day. You want me to make dinner for you?
Look, I'm a sculptor. I've been sculpting all day. I got clay on my hands. Get in there.
Why don't you sculpt these titties, big boy?
Because you're pregnant now and that disgusts me.
You're the one who got me there, baby.
I feel like I'm crossing all sorts of lines.
But it's basically that.
The furniture of my house in Shondaland has been put on the front yard. So yeah, I'm at home and I'm like trying.
Does it take a toll on your relationship, her getting in too deep with this story?
It does, because she's pregnant with our first child, which is going to change everything. And I'm like, hey, we gotta
go to Lamaze classes.
We gotta do that. We gotta build the crib. We gotta, you know, all the stuff.
I would imagine there wouldn't be much of a reason to have you in the show if it didn't take a toll on your relationship.
What I
just
do,
like, there was scene upon scene of her going like, had a great day at work, and you're like, I support you, baby.
But what happens when you pull me out of the show is you don't get that one shot from the trailer.
That's true.
And then you don't get all the guys who are like, hey, I watched Workaholics, maybe I won't watch this show, but then you see my shot and they go, okay, I'll
I would imagine
shot.
There is like 1% of the people are watching just for you.
Yeah,
don't you think?
That sounds about right.
I think everyone in the show, there's probably 100 people in the show, and everyone gets 1%.
Right. I think Julia Garner's got...
she's probably got 50%.
A lot more percent. I think anybody who likes Veep...
I think just the Shonda aspect of it is maybe the 50%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you got Julia Garner gets 30.
Yeah.
Then you got Veep at another 15.
Yeah.
And then the rest of you split 5.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds about right.
You get 1 of the 5. And everyone else splits the 4.
I feel like now you're just being kind. After we did the math, I'm like, it's definitely not even 1%. It's a 1%. I'm a 1%er.
Yes, you're the 1%
of the 1%. Yeah.
How was it working for Shonda? This is your first time I would have met. Well, yeah. I don't even know why I'm saying that.
Yeah, and why are you imagining this?
Well, because I looked at your resume.
Right.
But what was it like being in that world? Was it a different type of acting than you normally do? I mean, you have a really varied resume. All of you guys in the Workaholics, like, branched out after that show and did a lot of interesting different things. So I can only imagine you've done other dramas and stuff like that. But what was it like working for her?
It was different. I knew that... Anna Clumsy's character was kind of this frenetic, like, just not hyperactive, but she's just got a lot of energy, right? And she's a taskmaster, and she's like really wants to
type
get
A
to the
personality.
Bottom of this. Type A, yeah.
And you're a beta cuck.
And I am the beta cuck. When she would come home, I'd have an apron on with my dick tucked between my legs, the fruit basket in the back, and I'd say, dinner served. No, I didn't want to be like, I knew I was going to be comic relief. Jokes were written for me, but it wasn't going to be like,
right.
You know, so I just had to be kind of a nice, charming guy who people root for them to not split up kind of thing. And for her to value the time at home like she does chasing around this crazy woman who conned all these millionaires.
What do you think how do you balance work and family? I haven't asked that question in a long time.
I just passed on a crazy job.
Really?
Oh my God, you guys.
What was it?
I can't even say.
Was it Die Hard 8?
No. It was like a fully awesome opportunity.
Real? This is real?
So
And you just passed on it to stay home?
Yeah.
Do you have a kid?
I got 3.
You have 3 children?
We just had one.
You just had, so you got to pass on stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. But were you bummed about it?
You know, there were things in it that weren't like exactly perfect, but it was an amazing opportunity. And I was this isn't the right time.
Isn't the right time? Well, you know what? Another opportunity will come for you.
That's what I keep telling myself as I drive around Mulholland looking at the lights twinkling. I
have not worked in 5 years.
Yeah. Look at you now, though, here on this couch.
That's true. What, sitting on a couch is fancy to you?
Next to this pool?
You got to get a couch, Anders.
Yeah. I got to get these Shea Lounge chairs, dude.
Oh.
You can't move
you
those
pronounce
one
it
person.
The French way.
Yeah.
Shea Lounge.
Shea.
Yes, House Lounge.
What does it say? People say Shea?
Chase Bank.
There's another one, right?
Shays. Some people say Shays.
Right.
Shays. That's probably what I would have said if pressed.
If you say Shays Lounge, the fuck out of here.
The fuck out of here.
I think so.
The fuck out of here.
I think so, right?
It's Che.
Che and Che. Chase is like fully Americanized.
It's Che like Michael Che. Or like Che Guevara. I can't say Guevara for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm mainly concerned about the helicopter up there, it's passing by. But this is the backyard
area. That's TMZ. I'm sorry.
You brought him.
Shonda knows I'm here. You know who doesn't know I'm here? My manager's assistant, Abby.
Nope, she thinks
she
24
doesn't know
hours
where the
ago,
fuck I am
you had a great day.
She's barely doing her job.
Well, Anders, this is an amazing opportunity for you. You've I mean, you've described it so aptly and perfectly. I can't wait to see
this show. Isn't it crazy?
It is a crazy, I mean, it's like, if you like the Tinder Swindler.
Yeah. Personally? Great. Personally or like the show?
Like personally. Yeah. If you like him as a guy, as a man, mm-hmm. as a bro.
Yeah.
You'll love this show.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this show is crazy because normally I don't think I would tune in to something like this. But as I watched it back, I'm like, did this really exist that there were all, because they cover all these other people. Like, she lived with the Firefest guy.
Oh, really?
That psychopath.
Ja Rule?
No.
Come on. Murder.
Let's leave it alone. Ja's having a tough time. The most amazing clip of him at that NBA game was like, are we here? Or whatever. Then nobody cheered.
Did not see.
Oof. It's rough. But the guy who organized it all.
Right. She lived. She was
they
like.
They lived together.
Wow. And as man and wife or as roommate and
wife? It was kind
wife.
Of like a entrepreneur's flop house where like really? One guy was doing well, but they all bullshitted to each other. So they're like, yeah, you can crash here for a little bit. And they all have these like ideas and this initiative about them that they're like going to go out there and make these billionaires more millions if they could just get 500,000 or like
really?
A little. Yeah, it's crazy.
God, I got to start something like that with you.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we did that with Tree Torn. Yeah. Get at us.
Anders and Scott, shoo us.
Yeah, dot shoo us.
Dot shoo, that's right. Dot, we thought we were getting shoo.us.
Right.
But instead we got dot shoo us.
S, like shoo us out of here.
Like shoo us out of here.
Yeah.
Which is not good, but.
Shoo SA.
Well, Inventing Anna is up on Netflix currently. Look, as far as I'm concerned, you could watch all 9 episodes today.
I dare you guys.
I double dare you
yeah.
to watch all 9 today. What are they, about 45 minutes each? Or
you know what? That's the crazy thing. They're all different lengths, man. So you don't even know what you're going to get. That's why you got to keep watching just to see how long that next episode is.
What if they said,
is?
We're going to pay you per episode? And then they said, turned out it's just one episode that's 10 hours long.
let's just say I'd become the villain of Shondaland.
It's murder.
I'd be robbing from the rich and giving to myself.
Well, Inventing Anna is out there. And Anders, anything else on the horizon, you guys? Obviously, you have the podcast. What is the Workaholics podcast called?
Yeah, so me and the guys from Workaholics do a podcast called This Is Important.
This Is Important, that's
yeah,
right.
Available wherever you get your podcasts.
And I hope you get them somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just pray you get your podcast out there somewhere.
Yeah.
But wherever it is, you can get this.
Wherever you get
What's
yours?
What's it called? Inventing the Abbots? What is it called again?
This Is Important.
This Is Important.
Yeah, yeah. And what we talk about is obviously like the most pressing issues of the day.
Like if you had to do an episode today instead of this bullshit,
yeah.
What would you be talking about?
I mean, it might be about like... drunkenness surrounding the Super Bowl or like
oh yeah
do you stand to wipe like these kind of things you know like
do you stand
yeah
to
do
wipe?
You
things have to be dire if I'm standing
but I so,
like I have to be like on my way to another area to fix something if I'm standing to wipe.
I do not stand to wipe, but like people do,
I guess.
These
yeah.
guys are like, I'm not going there. Come on, man.
Look, this is my intern over here.
Yeah.
It is an inappropriate conversation.
He does whatever he's told, yeah. I guess, yeah.
Exactly,
sure.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's what we talk about.
And so, wait, it's you and the two other guys and then one other person, is that right?
Yeah, so it's me, Blake, Adam, and Kyle.
Who's Kyle again?
Kyle played our drug dealer, Carl,
right.
and also directed several episodes.
Right.
Also quit the podcast, fuck him, and then came crawling back
really?
Like a bitch.
Really? Yeah. Why'd he quit?
Too busy.
Too busy to even podcast?
He's the directing producer on What We Do in the Shadows. And
who gives a
he was
shit?
Like, I like Taika Waititi now. And we're like, fine, go.
Go. Go. Get out of here. And then what made him come crawling back?
He's
the fame?
He's a bitch and needed friends.
Oh, yeah.
He realized that in Hollywood... were his only true friends.
Did he also realize podcasts are just an hour?
Well, so here's what's crazy. I found out he was my manager, not my manager's assistant. She's clueless. My manager's like, yeah, I talked to Kyle and he was listening to the episode about da da da. And I go, I'm sorry, he's listening?
He has an hour to listen and not to participate?
Just switch the
yeah,
thing you're
listen
doing.
Listen when you're here.
There is zero prep. We show up and we just go, yeah. Oh, now we're on. Hey, what happened to you today? Oh, you crossed the street?
Yeah.
Me too. That's crazy.
It's not like this show where I got to prep watching like YouTube trailers
for
something
for
that the client is not
minutes.
Even in.
yeah. But yeah,
wow.
it's
but
fun.
But he's back.
He's back. He's back now because like, you know, he realized... that he loves us.
Yeah. That, and that's what really what podcasts in general, yours included, mine included, yeah, are about, is love.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most loving art form. Don't you agree?
Yeah. After porno, for sure.
Sure. Yeah. Porn is like improv if, like, every scene ended with someone fucking.
Yeah. I mean, gosh.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think, like, most of them don't have a script from what I can tell. It's just like, hey, here's the situation.
Yeah.
Which is what, you know, like, watch. I want
you're watching the wrong stuff.
I want a job. I want to hand a location.
You've never seen This Ain't Ghostbusters or This Ain't Avatar? It's a whole, oh, wow.
Oh.
So, guys at home, what happened just now is that the wind.
You said Ghostbusters and then suddenly.
That is true.
Slimer attacked me.
Slimer? Who's the new guy? Grinder?
Grinder?
In the new Ghostbusters. That
I haven't seen it. There's a Grinder?
I think there's a new, he's Chomper. Muncher?
I think Grinder is something else that you're thinking of.
I met a guy named Muncher on Grinder. It's a whole other story. But yeah, you got to see the new Ghostbusters. Made me cry.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
They do a whole tribute to Harold Ramis that
should've
is
done one to Ivan Reitman.
The chain. I mean, Ivan...
Maybe they'll do one in the next one.
R.I.P. I mean, I hope they do a next one, but man, it's good. It's well done.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Unless you're scared.
That's a Scott hasn't seen. I am a little scared. Yeah. Do you know Onionhead? Slimer, a.k.a. Slimer.
Why is he Onionhead?
He's originally called Onionhead.
Okay, yeah, because his breath is bad or his tail shaped like an onion? I don't understand.
His tail, his head, onion head.
I know.
His head is shaped like an onion.
Isn't he just a head with arms, essentially?
You think his tail is shaped like the onion?
Well, no, it's the end of the onion is the tail, right?
But then his head is the actual onion.
I don't see a head. I see one mass that has a face with arms and the tail part.
Why is he called Onion Head? Is it because his tail is shaped like an onion? You sound like an idiot.
I know I sound like one, but I will be looked back very fondly and intelligently in 2,000 years.
Well, in another 7, you'll be back on the pod.
True. And,
Anders Holm, Inventing Anna is out there. The new Ghostbusters... They don't even reference the Lady Ghostbusters if you're worried about that, right? That's what...
yeah. You know what's funny? God, like, I felt like I needed to speak up for the Lady Ghostbusters. And, you know, maybe calling it the Lady Ghostbusters isn't...
That's just how it's known, though.
But, man, that the whole thing was...
Colloquial.
That was rushed, I feel. And then this was just... They let it have its sweet time.
They let it breathe.
Yeah.
I like the Lady Ghostbusters.
What part? Moving on.
No, I liked the whole thing.
What part?
The ghosts and the people who busted them.
Yeah, the exploding, like, bubble saliva ghost part. I thought that was amazing. I think that was very cool.
But I thought it was
like the parade floats, and then they would pop.
Yeah.
It looked very cool.
It was good. I haven't seen it since I saw it, but like most things that I've seen.
Really?
I haven't seen them since I saw them.
You're not a go-back guy?
I do go back sometimes. I haven't gone back to that, but I the original is no great shakes in a way. Like, Bill Murray is hilarious, but that's about all it is.
No.
You know?
What?
I mean, it's
Rick
like...
Rick Moranis?
Yeah, he's fine, but...
Rick Moranis is solid gold. Sigourney... Just juggling
it
all.
I like that part where the ghost undoes Dan Aykroyd's belt buckle.
You know
and
who that was?
Who?
That was Muncher.
Muncher on Grindr.
Yeah.
Well, look, Anders Holm
is
here. Nope.
This is my second time here. In 2 days, I'm not leaving.
Nope. We want to pack it all in.
I'm milking it.
What we are doing is we're taking a break. When we come back, we have a crime fighter. That's so exciting. And we also have one of my interns is on the show. I'm trying to do the whole Conan O'Brien kind of thing where I have my intern on the show and... they become famous.
I thought you meant like where you're like, I take over your show and you go, oh no, God, what?
Get something. That would be great if you would take over. Jason Mantzoukas wants to, but I would rather you do it.
I love Conan. I love you. I love Jason Mantzoukas. And that's what podcasts are all about.
Why can't the four of us be on Mount Podmore?
That'd be tight.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of Barack Obama and Springsteen.
Does Springsteen have a podcast?
Yes, with Obama.
Together?
Yes.
I don't like that at all.
I don't like it at all. Like Obama's like, he goes and does WTF, and he's like,
right.
I want some of this money.
Right. You know, I did the other day when I was a president.
Yeah, tell me about it. And how does... I don't like it when people do imitations of other races.
of other races.
He's half white.
Oh, wait, are you doing Springsteen?
Yeah. Okay. When I was president, that's my Springsteen.
Born to Run.
I can do half of Barack Obama impressions, to be clear.
Half the sentences. You got to stop halfway through.
Every other word I can do.
All right. Well, Anders Holm is here. We have a great show. You're going to want to stick around. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AURA Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to barkbox.com/bangbang. That's barkbox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at barkbox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Anders Holm is here. He's taken off his headphones. He does not like them on his ears, I guess. But he can hear me. Is that what's going on?
It gets hot. We're outside.
It gets too hot. Yeah, we are outside. It was very chilly when I did a show here yesterday. I did a show before you showed up, by the way. That's why I was so like, another one?
Offended.
We have to get to our next guest. Anders Holm, by the way, Inventing Anna, is out on Netflix right now, all 9 episodes. But let's go get to our next guest. He has never been on the show before. I mentioned he was not a policeman. He is actually a police dog. He's a crime fighter. Please welcome to the show for the first time ever, McGruff the Crime Dog.
Now, hold on. I'm not associated with the police in any way.
Oh, I'm sorry. ACAB?
All cops are bastards, Scott.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're just...
I'm McGruff the Crime Dog.
Very good to see you. This is Anders, by the way.
Anders, how are you?
No, good to see you. I'm a huge fan.
Now, quick question. Have you guys committed any crimes recently?
I don't think so.
Well, actually, this morning I parked at a meter.
Oh, okay. Boy.
And I thought the meter was broken, and so I didn't put anything in it. And when I returned to it, there was a police officer there who very kindly was like, hey, next time feed the meter. I haven't started on the ticket. Go ahead.
Interesting. So you broke the law this morning, Scott.
I did, I believe.
Get the fuck on the ground right now. Nobody move.
Whoa.
Nobody fucking move.
Okay.
Nobody fucking move. Scott, I'm going to take a bite out of crime.
Oh, fuck.
And you're damn right I'm packing as well, Scott.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Hey,
is that a gun?
You're damn right, Scott. Tie his ass up.
Why is your gun shaped like a lipstick?
Well, Scott, well, now, hold on. Is that some sort of joke about my dick? Scott, get on the ground. I'm tying you up.
Shit.
Now, at the end of this episode, I'm taking you to the authorities.
I'm recording everything.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Anders, please.
I got it.
Scott, I am a no-nonsense crime dog, Scott.
So you don't truck with any nonsense?
I don't fuck or truck with any of that bullshit, Scott.
I thought you were a congenial dog that I used to see in cartoons.
See, I used to be that, Scott, but things have changed over the years.
You are a two-dimensional dog.
Yes, I am a cartoon. But I've been hardened from years of crime fighting, Scott.
Well, yeah, I mean, by the way, I'm still on the ground. Can I get up to finish the show?
All right, get up, but I'm going to leave you tied up.
Okay.
Should I keep recording?
Yeah, but yeah, the whole time, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah,
we can sell this for more money if we have video of it.
Yeah, wait,
great.
Are you in the state of California and recording me without my consent?
Oh, no, is this a two-party
consent? Get on the ground, motherfucker!
Oh, my God.
Get on the ground. Everybody get on the ground.
Ow.
I don't want anyone to fuck. Anders, I've tied your ass up, too.
Oh, shit.
My ass?
That's right.
Like, just my butt cheeks?
That's right.
Tie them together?
Mm-hmm.
Ow. God.
Nothing coming out of those things.
Just keep the trench coat on.
All right. Hey, well, you don't want to see what I have under here.
What do you have under there?
My doggy dick.
Oh, I'm not laughing.
All right, I'm sorry, Scott. I came here because I thought I want to spread the word that, yes, the police have been defunded and the police suck, but that doesn't mean that crime is okay, Scott. Mm.
Yes. What do you mean? I wanted to agree, but yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, we've defunded the police here in Los Angeles.
Successfully,
County.
Yeah.
Successfully. They don't even have cops anymore.
No.
They're nowhere.
Yeah.
And because of that, there's a crime spree, Scott. I don't know if you've seen the local news, but they seem to want to convince us that there's a crime spree happening here in Los Angeles.
That seems like it's every day on the news for the past 30 years, though.
That's pretty much, it's almost as if that's all they have to talk about is the crime that they've seemed to be inventing.
God, you're really good at saying crime.
I am, huh? I have a lot of experience.
I have a friend who says the word Scott, and that's how he gets sort of his voice going. But you say crime.
So kind of if I start to trail off and lose a little bit, I go, crime.
right back in. Wow. What's been going on for you since, I mean, I used to see your commercials back in the 80s,
that's right.
Or the 90s? Mm-hmm.
Well, I did disappear for a while because I was doing some wet work in South America.
Whoa.
When you say wet work, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was peeing on fire hydrants. And I was also killing drug lords.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
That's right.
Equally? An equal amount of time spent on both?
I'd say it was a one-to-one.
Did you ever mix match by accident and pee on a
drug dealer? I did one time snipe a fire hydrant.
Oh, shit.
And then I peed on a crime lord.
Oh, whoa. Damn.
And he wasn't too happy, so then I had to snap his neck.
Oh, man. So the ultimate indignity to be peed on and then sniped.
Right.
It's crazy. Now, Scott.
Yes. Thank you for resetting.
Crime.
Here we go. All right.
Scott.
Yes.
A lot of crime, I feel like, is going unpunished. And I'm here.
So we've covered what you've been up to.
I mean, this morning.
The past 30 years.
You got away with not paying a parking ticket or something.
It's like nobody gives a shit anymore, Scott. Right?
So you've always cared about crime. You're
I've
a two-dimensional
cared about crime.
Cartoon dog.
Can I tell you one thing I'm on the lookout for, Scott?
Shonda?
He called you Shart.
I called you Shart. I am looking for people who are sharing HBO Go passwords.
No.
That
doesn't even exist
anymore. Scott. HBO Go doesn't exist.
What
do they call
HBO
it HBO
now?
HBO Max. That's confusing.
It is. I mean, for what? Yeah. They had HBO Go and now concurrently switched it all to Max.
Max. So if anyone's sharing, okay, kids, if you're at home and any of your friends are sharing their HBO Max passwords, I want you to grab your dad's gun.
What?
Pin him down to the crown and
you
tie him up.
You know where it's hidden.
You know where it is.
Okay.
And you know where the key is. Unlock the trigger lock. And I want you to put him on the ground, tie him up,
Then
send a letter to me at Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Is that your first name, Scruff?
No. I think Scruff was my little, like, assistant that I used to have around.
Yeah.
But he was, of course, killed in a firefight.
No!
Oh, boy.
It's true.
He was fighting a fire, or it was a gun firefight?
A firefight.
So
like
he was...
Crossfire?
It was a firefight club. And they'd be like, okay, I'm going to set you on fire, and you're going to try to get that thing off. And he just apparently burned to death.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
This is the first time they tried it?
Yeah, it ended pretty quickly after that, Scruff.
Wow.
How old was Scruff?
Scruff was, I don't know, dog years, 45.
So.
I think he was six.
Six and a half. 45 divided by seven?
Six and a half, I believe.
It's nine for the first year and seven for the.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, nine for the first. So, yeah, maybe just six. Yeah.
Wow. RIP.
Well, he's dead. It doesn't even fucking matter.
Jesus.
Wow. Do you know Smokey? The bear?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we fuck. We chill.
Oh,
you just said you fuck? What?
I was going to say we fuck around, you know, we play golf together.
Oh, okay.
We hang out.
You hang out. Is there love in your life?
I don't want to talk about that, Scott.
Oh, no, McGruff, what happened?
I'm, of course, divorced.
Yeah.
Why? It must be hard. I mean, like, Anders plays this role with the investigative journalist,
yes.
you know, coming home, and he's, like, always at home.
Anders is willing to make sacrifices for his family, not me.
No.
Look, I used to be in a long-term sort of fucking relationship with Lassie.
Oh, Lassie.
That's right. I loved her. She was the number one snitch. She was always coming to people and saying, somebody's trapped in a well. Somebody's breaking the law.
Right.
That's how we fell in love.
Because you need snitches in your line of work.
Snitches get riches. And the riches of my love, Scott.
Oh, my God.
So I used to fuck Lassie. We got married. I kind of cheated on her with Lady from Lady of the Tramp.
Oh, shit.
But it's hard out there. You know, it's hard to control your emotions.
I can only imagine if you're, like, getting blown by Lady. Mm-hmm. It's got to be tempting to be like, let's do the Lady in the Tramp on my...
It's almost like, ooh, right. You want to suck on a little piece of spaghetti?
your wet noodle?
My little wet noodle. And she's that's, you know, look, I regret cheating on Lassie with Lady, but... I wasn't fit to be in any sort of relationship, Scott, when crime is running rampant in this world.
Exactly.
Scott, I want to warn the kids out there about something else. Scott.
Oh, please. Yeah, this is your segment.
Thank you.
I feel like we barely even started it, but you've blown through so many topics at
now,
this point.
Now, Scott.
It's your cadence? I don't know what it is, but...
Maybe I'm just moving very quickly because I'm excited to be on a podcast.
Well, that's true. I mean, you...
it's my first podcast.
Your first one?
Oh, wow.
I
thought you were on one before.
I was on one before. But that one was more chill, you know? I wasn't really out to sort of spread my message across the world.
Right. What do you want... Do you hear that? Do you hear those sirens?
Are there some sirens? Someone must have their mask tucked below their nose. Kids, if you see anyone with
the worst crime in Los Angeles.
Let me tell you something. If you see someone with their K95 a little bit under their nose, I want you to pull out your AK-47. Pin them to the ground and send a letter to me at Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
What do you want to tell the kids out there? Because this is your time to shine, you know, anything you want.
First of all, arm up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I need you to have firearms on you at all times because a crime could go down at any moment. You know, before I used to say, keep a phone near you so you can call the cops.
Right.
We don't have time for that shit.
Keep a phone near you? Is that what you used to say?
Like a cell phone, you mean?
My first commercial.
It didn't exist.
My first commercial was, keep a phone near you.
Right.
Buy a really long extension cord and walk around with it in your house. And, you know, we don't have time for that anymore, Scott.
No, we don't have time to keep phones near
the
us.
There's too much red tape.
Yes.
Scott, I need every kid to arm up.
Okay, because a war is coming.
A war on the streets, it's already...
And the fact that you have a gun means you've already picked a side.
Scott, there's a war going on outside no man is safe from.
Is it confusing to people that you're called...
I think only the intern maybe got that.
I think so.
Is it confusing that you're called a crime dog as opposed to a police dog?
So that was a big thing. Everyone
thought
sounds
like
I was,
you're a dog that's committing
crimes. Everyone thought I was committing crimes, you know. Everyone was like, well, Scooby's the one who solves the crimes.
Right.
So McGruff must be the one committing crimes, and that's some fucked up shit. And of course, that's why I said, let me go down to South America, do some wet work for a while.
Sure, yeah. That's why you did that.
Yeah. I had to fix my reputation, yeah. Scott.
What do you think about HBO Max? It sounds like that that best friend guy in Annie Hall has, you know what I mean, has like invented a streaming service. Like, no. HBO Max?
Who's the best friend guy?
About, Scott?
The guy who just died a few years ago?
Did he die a few years ago?
I think he did, because he was in Magnolia.
Was he in Magnolia? He's the best friend of...
I'm thinking of Manhattan, maybe.
The disgraced Woody Allen.
Yeah.
And
I think he's a pretty good guy.
Really? You don't mind what he did?
What are you?
Right, were you in South America for all this?
I was in South America.
Let's
doing
just
wet
say
work for a long
he was
time.
Doing his own wet work.
Oh, boy. No.
Well, I'll look into
allegedly.
It.
Allegedly.
But I'll tell you what the real...
But, yeah, but he did.
I'll tell you one of the real things we need to be looking out for, Scott.
Yeah, what?
Are you a fan of going to movies, Scott?
Yeah, I love them. I going mean, other than the ones
hey,
I
we saw
seen.
Each other at a movie.
Where? Which one?
We went to Joker together.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Anyway.
There was a big group of people.
Yeah.
Do we say their name? Who bought the tickets?
I paid for my own ticket.
You paid for your, oh no, someone I know bought a bunch of tickets.
I think, yeah.
Okay, but yeah. Ginger Gonzaga.
But anyway, yeah, but yeah.
Yes.
Ginger. So we saw each other, okay.
Yes, we saw each other.
So we, yeah, he loves going to the movies and I can prove it.
That's right.
I went to the movies with him.
We saw that hilarious Joker movie. I
now,
just
Scott,
laughed
before,
all the way through it.
Scott.
It was so thrilling being a comic book fan and as a young boy and seeing it come to life and seeing the Joker blow Robert De Niro's brains out.
Was everything you ever imagined.
Oh my God,
but let me tell you something, Scott. You just committed another crime.
What?
Oh,
because
boy.
Those are spoilers, Scott.
No!
Oh, shit.
Get on the ground. Get back on the ground. Tie his ass up.
No.
I'm tying you up even
I'm
more.
I'm still recording.
Yeah, I'm tying your ass
How
up
How are you
even
doing
more.
That with your ass tied up?
Yeah, I know, but I am.
Oh, let me tell you something. If you're kids at home, if you're on Twitter and someone spoils something from a TV show or a movie that you're about to watch, look them up online, travel to their house, pull a gun on them.
Keep a phone by you.
Keep a phone by you and tie their asses up.
Wow.
And then, of course, Scott, you got to send a letter to me at Scruff McGruff.
Of course.
Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
What constitutes a spoiler? Because I feel like we may have gotten into spoiler territory with Anders over here with Inventing Anna out on Netflix. Now.
I think there's a fine line of promotional.
There's a premise which can hook you into watching something.
Right. Yeah.
But sometimes that veers into spoilers.
That's true.
I think as soon as you cover a twist, which they now just do in trailers for some reason, they're like, and by the way, the
second act twist
is this. And you go, I'm not going to see this.
But sometimes that twist is the only reason I would go.
No. Right now, I'm currently on the hunt for Sam Raimi, Scott.
Really? What did he do?
He spoiled a lot of shit in this Doctor Strange trailer.
he put together the trailer.
I think he might have.
It's not up to him.
All of a sudden, we hear Patrick Stewart's voice. I'm going to have to kill this guy.
Patrick Stewart's voice is in it?
Scott, you haven't seen the
trailer?
You
just spoiled it.
Did you
just
spoil it?
Oh, shit.
Get
on the ground.
Holy shit.
I turned off the recording.
Turn your ass
do whatever you want.
All right.
All right. Fuck you.
Okay. We're docking your tail.
After the pod, I'm turning myself in. I spoiled the trailer. This is crazy.
I mean, I watched it on the Super Bowl, and I was only paying half attention to it. Mm. So,
well, I done fucked up then, Scott.
You done fucked up. You
damn.
Did.
McGruff, what breed are you?
Yeah.
Crime.
Oh,
you're a crime dog.
Yeah, that's the confusion. A lot of people think they call me the crime dog because I'm taking a bite out of crime. But the truth is, crime is a breed of dog.
Really? So when you did you have a litter with either Lassie or Lady?
I don't want to talk about that, Scott.
Oh, please.
Oh,
we want to know.
Come on.
Okay, yeah. I fucked them both. They were pregnant.
Whoa.
I don't know if you guys remember that episode of Maury Povich where Lassie was looking for, trying to pin me with the paternity of those motherfucking kids.
Spoiler. Did they come out half collie, half crime?
Crime.
They were half collie, half crime. And Scott, spoiler alert. Because you could get away with it if you say spoiler alert.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was the father, Scott.
Oh.
Jeez.
Does that feel good when you're on Maury and, like, even if you don't want to be the father, but he's like, you are the father?
It's
that's gotta
satisfying.
Feel good.
Yeah. Because you've seen it so many times, you're kind of just like, hell yeah, you know what?
Hell yeah.
I'm a part of television history right now.
Right.
Checking that box.
And I'll tell you, if he was ready to say I wasn't the father, Scott, I was going to get up and do a fun little dance. I had a whole thing planned out. But when you said I was the father, I was a little disappointed, but I was like, you know what? This shit's pretty cool too, Scott.
Right. It's gotta be tough to have that dance all in the chamber and then not be able to do it.
Yeah, it was
great. You wanna do it now?
No.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Sure.
Hey, wait, was it cool when Lassie got like those big old pregnant dog titties?
Yeah. Cause how many do they have?
Six, Scott.
Wow.
Is it just six?
Maybe eight.
I think it's eight.
I think it's
but
eight.
You didn't pay attention to the other two?
Two of those titties didn't really get too big.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, when she got pregnant, it was really six titties.
Right.
And I tried to get her some lingerie, you know? From Victoria's
Dog-gerie?
Secret.
Right.
That's pretty good, Scott.
Dog-gerie.
I tried to get her some dog-gerie. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave those last two titties uncovered. It doesn't. Oh, you're barely seeing them.
Top or bottom?
So the ones you don't want to see, you leave uncovered?
Yeah, they were at the bottom. I was just kind of
those
like,
are the ones I would cover.
Those are kind of like an afterthought. But those top six-anders, to answer your question.
Yeah. And how do you leave the bottom ones uncovered, but cover the top? I don't know. Anyway, this is a dog-gerie nightmare, I would think.
Scott, you're asking a lot of interesting questions. But let me just say this, Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
All my personal life aside, I just want to make sure there's no more crime, Scott.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, that's important because I the worry, of course, is that when we defund the police, crime would run rampant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's what the news is telling us every
course,
single day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Even though we
have to be fearful, even though I haven't seen it. But
even though I haven't seen it, and have the police really been defunded? Probably not. They're driving around in tanks and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, Scott, there's one more thing. Not one more thing. I mean, there's a million crimes, but there is something I want to warn the fans.
Please,
about,
yeah.
Scott.
McGruff the Crime Dog warning us.
At these movies, Scott.
You seem very obsessed with movies. Yeah. Almost as if that's really your area of interest and expertise.
Let me think about this. I don't like spoilers.
And we're just getting back to the movies. So.
I don't like people sharing HBO Go passwords.
Why are we trying to keep people out of the movie theaters when we should be enticing
them? Do you live in
back?
LA now? Like, are you more attuned with Hollywood?
I'm an East Side guy.
Oh, cool.
I go to the Americana.
For sure.
What do you think of that Nicole Kidman commercial?
When she goes...
At the beginning of the AMCs.
When she has the longest pause in human history.
Yeah, what is it for?
She's like, but when you're... What is it? She's like, when you're here,
when
it's
you,
worth it.
When
something.
You come in here, and she's got that weird, like, half trying to be American, half Australian accent.
And then she goes...
When you come in here...
It's worth it. You're like, I guess. I don't know what you're talking about. Here, it feels good or whatever.
Yeah, here, your movie family.
I'll tell you what doesn't feel good
when
at the
movie,
Scott.
Your movie family. Yeah.
That's what it should have been.
Hospitaliano.
And then she should have slurped up some spaghetti.
Olive Theater. Just like Lady did.
Just like, don't break up Lady.
I'm so sorry. Oh,
now,
but
Scott.
Tell us about the one thing that
I
in
want
movies.
People to be safe at the movie theaters.
Yes.
So keep an eye out for this. Some of these motherfuckers are getting drinks, filling them up, drinking them down.
I'm surprised each time, but you haven't said anything surprising yet. This is all standard.
And
movie.
Then they're going back and refilling those drinks, Scott.
You're allowed now.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I got to let a couple guys out of my trunk.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I went to go see Cyrano last night, Scott.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like it?
It was pretty good. I love that Dinklage guy.
I love Dinklage. Yeah. Great guy.
He's a great guy.
Love to see him in anything.
He's pretty good. But I did see some people like sort of mixing and maxing.
Like suicide?
They were making a suicide. I said, that's illegal. And I.
It's not.
I pulled my
suicide gun. Suicide is illegal.
Suicide is illegal, but making a suicide drink is not illegal. So you may be a little confused on the law there.
How fucking dare you, Scott?
You're not a law dog. You're a crime dog.
That's true. Did I tell you I practiced law for a few years, Scott?
You did? Where?
In Dade County, Florida.
What? Oh,
a lot of law.
I did construction law, Scott.
Construction law? What is construction law? It's like where...
It's a lot of like, you know...
What type of lumber you're allowed to use or what is it?
It's a lot of like, licenses and zoning ordinances and stuff.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
Pretty boring. Anyway, so what else, Scott?
Was this in the 80s? Was this 80s Dade County, like during like the cocaine cowboys era?
Yeah.
A lot of the funding's coming from I assume, drug money, and maybe that...
Yeah.
Is that where you kind of got involved in crime?
Nope.
You're sweating right now. I've never seen a dog sweat.
Well, look, a lot of...
Usually dogs sweat out of their tongue, but you're literally...
Look, I don't want to talk about my time in the 80s in Dade County, Florida, okay?
That's
something
cowboys.
I don't want to talk about.
So you weren't involved in any kind of cocaine?
Look, we could talk about my wet work in South America.
Wait a minute. The whole reason you got all these commercials and you had all the money, because we've all seen those commercials.
Yeah.
They were everywhere. You spent so much money on them. Was because you made all this money off the cocaine cowboys in Dade County?
I'm pulling a gun on myself, Scott.
Oh, shit.
Oh my
Get
God.
On the ground. Get on the ground.
I'm recording. I'm recording.
Get on the ground. I'm beating the shit out of myself. Okay, you've gotten to the bottom of it, Scott. I do have a sordid past in crime. And when I said I was a crime dog, and that was a breed of dog, I lied, Scott.
Lying is the worst crime on a podcast.
That's true, Scott. I actually did come up committing small-time crimes in Miami.
No,
Florida.
Not you, McGruff.
That's true.
Kids look up to you so much.
I did a lot of doggy trafficking.
Oh, boy.
Oh, back where it's like over the back?
Yeah. I did a lot of doggy trafficking, Scott.
So you worked with coyotes? I didn't know dogs and coyotes.
Yeah, coyotes are usually the dog's mortal enemy.
You know, dogs and coyotes can have kids.
Can they really?
Puppies?
Somebody told me that.
Someone told you that?
Yeah.
I saw a dog chase a coyote the other day. It was the most glorious
That was
sight.
Probably you.
It probably was me.
You were chasing this coyote trying to fuck to have kids?
I'm horny, Scott.
You should call yourself
established.
McGruff the horny dog. You're not McGruff the crime dog. All you care about is movies.
Scott, maybe I dig into my work because I don't want to deal with the fact that I'm 24 hours horny as hell.
McGruff the grind dog.
That's what I'm talking about. Show me Grinder.
Show me Grinder. Are you talking to Siri right now?
Show me Grinder. Pull up Muncher.
Look, McGruff, we have to take a break.
Do we, Scott?
We do. I'm so sorry, but...
Oh, no.
Was that one of your catchphrases?
No,
but 80s?
I feel like that's something that's been said
on
the show.
Oh, I forgot. Yes, a lot of guests saying, oh, no, these days.
All right, Scott.
You want to try it, Anders? You want to say, oh, no, into the mic, and we'll see how
as
you
myself
do it.
As myself? I don't want to do an impression.
Don't do it. Impression of McGruff. That's
half an impression of me.
Oh yeah. So wait a second.
You're half
I'm
white
just saying.
Dog.
I'm just saying. Oh no.
Oh no. Yeah, we want to get it on mic here to see how it is for 2022.
Oh no.
That's pretty good. Okay. That's pretty good.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. All right.
All right, Scott. We're gonna take a break, but I'll tell you something. If I see any more crime, I'm gonna fucking hump something really hot.
Okay, that's what you're really here for.
Yeah,
you don't care. You're getting us on the ground just to hump us.
Yeah, Scott, you got a couple dogs in there, huh?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
hey, I'm still recording over here.
That's
so.
Why you came here is to fuck my dogs.
No, I mean, look, they want to come out.
Hide your dogs. Yeah. Hide your girlfriends.
Their legs.
And hide your knife.
Whoa!
I don't know what that was referring to.
It rhymes with wife.
Oh, okay, got it. Well, that was another one my intern might get. But speaking of my intern, when we come back, he's going to be on the show. This is very exciting.
Huge.
We have Anders Holm. We have McGruff the Crime Dog. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Anders Holm. Inventing Anna is on Netflix now. And is it possible to do a second season of this? Like, maybe she goes and investigates something else.
Well, I want to do a spinoff called Pajama Jack based on my character who Mostly wore pajamas.
Mostly wore pajamas. How does that feel when you get to the costume fitting and they're like, here, put these on. You're like, these are pajamas. Can I wear big boy clothes?
Let me tell you something. The more comfortable you are on set every day, I'm in like sweatpants and like little hoodies. It was great.
Why do you think I wear just a trench coat?
Exactly. You know. McGruff's been in the game since the 80s.
Hell yes. Sweats would be more comfortable than a trench coat.
Nothing is more comfortable than a nice, soft
And do you wear
trench
a
coat?
Hat? I can't remember.
Yeah, do you wear a Sherlock Holmes hat?
You know, I've thrown one on every once in a while, but I really like to just have it be the trench coat and nothing underneath.
Man, Sherlock Holmes, he had a signature hat. Like, yeah. Okay, Hitler had a signature mustache. No one's been able to do the Hitler. Like,
Except for Jordan.
Jordan did it.
And by the way, who else could have brought it and, like, made it transcend past what it was other than Michael Jordan?
Yeah, but no one calls it the Jordan. They said Jordan has a Hitler.
He didn't
Should we change that? Should we start calling it the Jordan?
Let's call it the Jordan. No one cares about Hitler anymore.
Jordan,
Hitler had
we
the Jordan stash.
Jordan, Jumpman jumped over Hitler. And then he just gave up. He should have stuck with it.
But Sherlock Holmes had a hat that no one has been able to wear since then. Because everyone just goes, oh, you're wearing a Sherlock Holmes hat. What are you, investigating a crime?
Right.
Yeah.
That is power. That is incredible.
And is that a crime, you think?
Maybe.
Are you the fashion police?
Now, hold on. That's a good idea.
From Us Weekly?
All right. Well, Scott, I'm horny.
Okay, yes. Thank you for resetting.
Yeah.
Just needed to reset.
Okay. Well, speaking of horny, our next guest, he started out not as my intern. The last time he was on the show, he actually was a pickup artist.
Oh, wow.
And then through various circumstances, he became my intern. You can listen back to his previous episode, but let's welcome him back. This is Justin, the former pickup artist, now intern.
Oh, hello. Oh, hide your notepads. Hide your pens. Hide your unskilled work.
What rhymes with notepads? Like, knife rhymes with wife.
Oh, notepad?
Yeah.
Oh, float pads.
Mm-hmm. Float pads. Yeah. Ooh, an imperfect rhyme.
We're next to a pool.
You don't pay me to rhyme, Scott.
I don't pay you. You're my intern.
You don't
intern.
Pay me at all. You don't pay me at all.
No. How's it going, Justin?
Oh, it's going okay. You know, it's going okay.
How's working for me been?
Oh, working for you has been the greatest. I've lost everything, but I've gained your respect.
Now, hold on. You've lost everything?
Yeah, I lost everything. I lost my wife. She doesn't love me anymore.
Oh,
I can relate.
Oh, you can.
You guys should grab a beer after this.
You want to grab a beer after this?
Yeah.
If Scott, can I grab a beer with him?
No.
I can't grab a beer with you. I'm sorry.
Shit.
I'm sorry.
Power has been wielded.
The power has been wielded. I want you to know, too.
Your time is my time.
It is true. I also recorded all the
You recorded all this?
But I recorded Anders recording you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
So in case he, because like you told me, if somebody records me and they don't release the tapes, record them and release that
Damn
tape.
It. Yes, yeah. That's right.
But do you have security cameras recording all of this?
Yeah, I have all of this. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have every angle covered.
Uh-huh.
So,
he does. He does. He sees everything. Scott sees everything. I'm doing okay, Scott. I'm barreling toward the script you have me writing for you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes. I was so behind on this.
You were between two ferns, too.
Yeah. Between two ferns.
Between two ferns.
Three
two.
Ferns.
Between three. Yes.
Maybe it should be four, because there's two twos.
Two times two equals four. Two. Between well, two times two.
Between two
what
ferns,
I pitched,
like
fast
four turns.
Four, nine, five, nine.
What I pitched, and then I was punched in the stomach for pitching.
Oh, my
for
God.
For pitching this.
Yeah.
Not by Scott.
That's a crime.
But what I
no,
pitched.
I'd pay someone to punch him in the stomach.
Someone to punch. Yeah. I pitched between two ferns, and you had to put the emphasis on two. Mm-hmm.
But see, that's the thing is like, I don't like those titles where it all depends on the person saying it a certain
right.
way.
Right.
Because you can't spell it differently.
Right.
You can put stage directions in there and say, slightly emphasize this word.
Right. Has there ever been stage directions in a title, Scott?
I feel like they're underlining, italicized.
Maybe.
C, you know?
Or a different color. This is what I said, a different color. But you didn't go for that, Scott, and I'm hurting inside.
Yeah, well, especially since that guy punched you in the stomach. So how's everything? Yeah, how is that going? Have you healed
up?
Oh,
I still have IBS from that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm still pooping and booping.
Oh, that's what IBS does, pooping and booping?
I poop and boop. I poop and boop. Mm. And it hurts. It hurts.
Is it a different, because now you're working in show business, on the fringes of show business, certainly, but podcasts.
It's different, yeah.
Is it different from being a pickup artist?
When I was a pickup artist, people would come to me and they would say, what you got? I need love. And I would tell them all the things. I don't know if you remember, confidence was the number one thing. Walk around like you get a little piece of shit inside your pants, right?
Yeah.
If you can talk talk to somebody when you got a little piece of poop in your pants.
Now, hold on.
What?
Confidence to you is walking around like you have a little piece of shit in your pants.
Would you walk around with shit in your pants?
I don't know. I'm not wearing any pants.
So you're not confident enough.
That's right. Why you're horny.
Wow.
This is... When
you feel like you're all that, but you have a little piece of poop in your pants, and you're like, I'm so fly,
it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, wow. That is confidence.
That is
Where
confidence.
Did you learn that?
Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago, 60653 is where I learned.
Yeah. Wow. He's shitting his pants, basically.
I grew up in 60201.
Did you? Where is that?
Evanston?
Oh, I know Evanston.
Yeah.
And, everyone, you can't just say you know Evanston.
I do know Evanston.
What does that mean? You've heard of it?
No, I know Evanston.
You know the streets? Were you up in those streets?
I know the streets of Evanston.
Like what? Which street?
North.
North?
Yeah. North Street. Yeah. Street.
Clark.
Clark. Okay.
All right. Yeah. This guy knows his stuff. I'm sorry.
Sheridan.
There it is. And what I growing up there, I guess I didn't see much shit in pants. But maybe
thing he personally did.
This is the thing I personally did. Oh. And when I picked my wife up, I was like, this works.
Yeah.
It's just, this is the thing is Justin, he did it once. Yes. It worked because your wife just like didn't notice or I don't know what it was, but he thought that was a thing that everyone, he had to replicate.
Yes.
And so then you would shit in your pants every day?
No. Once you get the girl, then you can stop shitting in your pants.
Okay.
Once you get the person, you can stop the poop.
Right.
And you can just be with that person.
So let's say
in the booping.
You're pooping in the booping. But let's say you're on the dating apps.
Yeah.
So you got
Grindr,
a date.
Grindr, Muncher,
whatever.
Onion head.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a date. So to prepare for that date, you pinch off a little shit in your pants. Is that what you're telling me?
Seems like you're on the right track.
You might just have to put it in your pocket or your trench.
Yeah, I'll have to maybe put it in one of my inside. I'll move two of my guns and I'll put a little bit of shit in it.
No, keep it on the gun. Keep it. See?
Yeah, that's intimidation.
Keep it on the gun.
If you were to put a gun in my face and I would be like, why do you have poop on the
What's
end of your gun?
What's that smell?
That is intimidation.
Wow.
I do put my gun in a lot of people's mouths. That'd be pretty fucked up, but I guess that's confidence.
That's confidence. Wow. That's confidence right there. Yeah. And it used to work for me.
Yeah, you had a wife, right?
I had a lovely. She was the best.
Did you get a divorce like me?
We did. Damn. We did. We got a divorce. It was Omicron that did it.
The latest strain. Lomaricron?
What? I heard Omarion Cron.
Omarion Cron. Omarion's brother, Omarion Cron.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah, he came between us, and he's with my wife right now, and he's doing things to her that I never thought possible.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is impossible? Anything other than missionary?
Anything other than missionary.
So she was doggy like, style.
Oh, no, that's not possible.
I can tell you from experience, it's pretty possible.
Well, just because you're a dog.
Okay.
Touché. That's the thing.
I'm a human.
Right.
I'm a human. We do missionary.
They should call it human style, but it feels better.
Does it feel better? Does it feel better?
I mean,
or is it a dominance thing?
You mean it feels better or it doesn't feel as wrong? It doesn't feel as naughty.
I don't know how to do that. It's just missionary, but he's doing the doggy style to her, and I don't love it.
I'm so sorry. When did you break up? Was it on the show? I can't remember.
It was
not to recap everything.
It was not
about.
On the show. It was after the show. I cried in your office for at least 3 weeks and you...
Well, about that. But you've been crying. Oh, you've been crying every day because of the work that I make you do.
Yeah. You make me do a lot of work. You made me push your car up the mountain. You live up a steep hill.
Yeah.
You live up a steep hill and you made me push your car up the mountain.
Yeah.
And I cried.
Do you have time to be back on the scene pickup artisting or are you
busy
interning?
No, that's why I'm a former. That's why I'm a former pickup. I don't have the time anymore. I don't have the time anymore.
So sorry.
I'm not getting the ladies. I hear about these apps, Grindr.
Right.
Will you guys please help me?
I mean, I'm...
You want us to help you?
Do what? How can we help you?
It's been a long time since I've been out of the game. Mm-hmm. I'm interning for Scott Aukerman.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm doing the things that he wants me to do, writing his script for Between Two Ferns.
Right.
And I don't have the time to get love anymore. I don't have that time anymore.
So do you want me to set you up, maybe?
Yeah, you've established the situation. We need to know how we can help you.
Look,
well,
we're still on good terms. She's single. And she's experienced with doggy style.
And she's got eight titties, six of which are good.
She has eight titties?
That's,
are six of them good?
Look, six of them are fucking rock solid. And there's two that I'm not going to say are bad, but they're forgettable.
Mm. Now, I don't want to break bro code, but would you mind if I talk to her?
Well, I have dog code. It's a little different. So, yeah, you can fuck my wife. I don't care. Okay.
Oh, she's still your wife? Or
no.
Your ex-wife?
That's how he considers her. Yeah. I can tell you're still, I mean, you still love her.
I am. Well, let me ask you this. If I wanted to re-pick up my wife.
Yes.
What kind of advice would you give?
Yeah, do you have any tips for McGruff over here?
All right.
Just as a reminder.
You've been out the game for a few months.
I've been out the game for a few months.
I did cheat on her with Lady.
You cheated on her with Lady.
And I did contest the paternity of our children.
On Mari.
And he had a whole big dance ready to go.
A huge dance. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, when we got into the parking lot, I showed her what the dance would be like. So she knew how petty I was going to get.
It's nice that you left together, though.
Yeah, we did leave together. I didn't have a car.
Okay. All right. Here's how you get her back. You get her back like this. Don't shit in your pants.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that. This time, go in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-cum just a little bit.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So just like whack my little lipstick around a little bit until I start leaking
whack
a little pre-cum.
Just a little pre-cum. Oh, walk back outside and say, here's Tramp. You can fuck him. And then you can come back to me.
What? Ooh. I'm confused.
I need
to come out with Tramp.
Yes.
Listen to me. I'm not fond of this Tramp motherfucker. He lives on the streets. I'm pretty sure he's a criminal. And you want me to
say...
He's
friends with this, like, Italian guy.
I don't... Those
who sings to him.
So you want me
now
to
now you're
tell
just showing
me,
off how much you know about Lady in the Tramp.
Yeah, I know. Let me do
that
the
is
entire
Scott
plot.
Has
McGruff, I'm out of the game. I'm rusty. Let me try again.
You're trying to replicate the magic of the first time when you were like, hey, bring a little shit in your pants. We all laughed, and now you're like,
all right, let's do this. How about this? How about this?
Okay, what do you got?
Have you tried apologizing?
Hey,
Have you tried apologizing, letting her know how you feel? Have you tried telling her she's the love of your life?
Have you tried going to therapy, couples therapy?
Yes.
See, this is the pickup artist I can get behind. Mm.
Have you tried, instead of going on Maury, going on Oprah?
Whoa.
Yeah. Or Sally Jesse.
So I could just sign up to go on Oprah.
Because you're a Chicago guy. Oprah.
Yeah,
Oprah,
she's
Chicago.
What's her zip code?
I mean, 606-652. Yeah.
Is the address that you're given just when they send mail to Chicago, Illinois, 60652?
No,
is it just landing in the middle of that zip code?
No, you have to address it to Scruff McGruff.
Oh, okay.
Chicago, Illinois, 6. Look, I haven't gotten any of this mail.
Yeah, you're not giving a street address.
Giving a street address.
Somehow it ends up somewhere. I know that's what I'm supposed
to
be saying.
It's all at the post office of 60652.
I'll pick it up at some point.
You haven't picked it up since the 80s?
Look, I was doing wet work in South America.
That's true. It's also addressed to a dead man, Scruff.
I mean, yes,
that's
right.
Going to him.
That's right. Having your mail sent to...
Have you legally changed your name since you took his mail here?
No, now that I think about it, all this mail is probably getting returned to sender.
This is why I'm so good at my job.
Right.
Which job? The pickup artist
job? The intern, and I'm not good at the pickup artist, apparently.
Okay,
anymore.
So maybe... Not good at the intern, either.
Okay, all right.
Scott.
What page of the script are you on?
Two.
That's not good. You've been working on this for months.
Well, no, but that's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing.
Between two.
Oh, wait, is page two just
firms.
Super long?
Page two is 10 hours long.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Limited series.
I'm paying you by the page.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
You're fucked up.
Damn.
Wait, so as an intern, maybe do you have... things from being a pickup artist that translate to your job here? Like the shitting in the pants, is there something from being a pickup artist that now you use here on the job?
Yes. Yes, it is.
But you so
okay,
when I
don't
fuck
say
up,
the, no spoilers. Don't say the pre-cum thing.
I'm not.
That didn't work.
I'm still going to try it.
I'm not going to say
he's,
the pre-cum
he's trying
thing.
It right now.
I am trying it. I'm pretty much trying it 24 hours a day.
Okay.
God, I'm horny.
This time, all right, so some stuff that works. Mm. No shitting, no pre-cumming.
Okay, good.
When you are in the middle of a long work session and you need to get that little extra boost, just lactate, little pre-lactation.
Okay. Okay. Is that possible for?
Huh?
Yeah.
I guess.
Isn't it?
Can you milk me, Greg?
Yeah.
My name is Justin Scott.
I'm sorry, this is a movie reference. I thought McGruff would enjoy it.
Oh, I don't see. I'm gonna be honest with you.
A lot of your sort of advice revolves around bodily secretions.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite sure they relate.
Well,
I think what is lactating
you struck
do?
Gold with that first one, but that was months ago.
Like, that one logically makes sense.
Yeah.
You want to show you're confident, you have a piece of shit on you, and you're not commenting on it.
I realize we're putting you on the spot, and Anders asked that. I thought it was a great question.
It's a fantastic question.
I don't know. I mean, but it's also, like, a lot of people, they ride off their first hit. Like, what's Billy Blanks doing after Tybo?
That's true.
He did something, but guess what? We're all still talking about Tybo.
What about Mybo?
My bow. I'd you like to mean? See your bow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I fucked up. No lactate. No precumbinate. Okay. Here's what you do. Here's what I get in the zone.
All right.
I feel like you haven't been in this world of the pickup artist for so long. You've been writing the script for months. You don't even know what you're talking about anymore. It seems like your heart's not in it.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Tell
anymore,
me about the
Scott.
Script. Tell me, what's the plot of the script?
Well, Zach dies in the first page.
Shit. Oh, shit. That's a bad script.
That's a big swing.
By the way, you left a copy of it here. The second page is just like a scroll. And
it's a Star Wars scroll.
Wow.
It's a Star Wars scroll.
What do you think a Star Wars scroll is? Because this is a
the
scroll.
The beginning
like...
of the movie. Okay, yeah. It's a scroll, isn't it?
I know, it
it's
is.
Flying away from
oh,
you.
Oh, you're talking about a biblical scroll. A biblical scroll.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, okay.
I thought you thought a Star Wars scroll was like a huge biblical Star Wars.
No, I just am writing on a long sheet of paper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, and scrolling it up when you read it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what? So Zach dies on the first page.
He dies on the first page.
McGruff, is
down.
That a spoiler?
I'm holding my tongue right now because, in a way, it's just promotion. Like, that's probably what would be in the trailer.
That might
that's exactly what would be in the trailer.
That might get you in the seats.
Okay, yeah. In the seats.
Anything before page 30 is premise.
Totally premise.
So
but if you go any further than the save the cat moment of this movie, I will tie your ass up and put you on the ground.
You're unnoticed, Justin.
Meowment?
Thank you. These are script terms.
Don't
we all
meow
use.
Near me because I will fucking lose my shit.
Of course, I'm so sorry. Okay, so
what did he say? And can you translate for us when he said meowment?
He said moment, Scott.
Okay. Oh, wow. You got really close to it. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. 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 Yeah, Scott dies. Not Scott dies. Zach dies.
Wait, I die?
You do die on page two.
I'm just the director. I wasn't even in the movie.
It says on page two, the director dies.
The director dies.
What? I gotta say, pretty big swing, and I'm pretty interested to see what happens in this movie where the star and the director are
dead. I don't think I've ever seen a movie where the director died. I mean, I've seen a movie where the director died, yes, and someone replaced them, but you never see that.
Doing my best, all right? I'm writing a movie. I've never written a script before. I've never interned for a celebrity before. I'm doing my best.
Can I be honest? It feels like you've lost touch with this pickup artist thing, and it sounds like you're a pretty shitty intern. Should we figure out another job for you?
Yeah, should we figure out another game for you to do?
Like, what's another job you could probably handle?
Like, what are you interested in?
I'm interested in...
Do you watch TV ever?
I don't watch TV.
Sports?
Don't like sports.
Fuck. Mm. You like books?
Don't love books.
Shit. What do you do to occupy your time?
He loves his ex-wife.
I love my ex-wife.
Damn.
You love your curvy ex-wife?
Curvy. She was curvy. She was curvy. Okay. She had an ass out of this world.
Wow.
You like ass.
So wait,
out of this world.
Ass. Are you interested in space?
Yes.
I do love astronomy.
Astronomy and we're space exploration.
Why don't you be an astronaut?
We had a black astronaut on this show once before. So I feel like that's
and
covered.
I guess there's no room for another.
Wow, Scott.
Yes.
That's fucked.
Sorry.
And he was only half
seemed
of
to be
a black
his only
astronaut.
Game. Seemed to be the only thing that he had.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Look, I think we've established that every time I come on this show, I end up with a new job.
It feels
a little like our friend Rudy North, though, I gotta say.
It does. But you're a bit of a journeyman, I guess, if it sounds like... You know,
a renaissance man.
Well, I was a pickup artist for about 15 years, all right?
I mean, that's a long time.
And I've been an intern for about 4 months.
Mm. Yeah. How many women did you pick up in that 15 years?
One.
Interesting. So that's...
I wouldn't call you
a pickup artist if you...
You met your wife the first night, and then for 15 years, you just, like, settled down with her?
I stayed with her, yes.
And you used the experience of that one pick... See, that's where the shit came from. Like, I feel like this is all one big coincidence.
So 15 years ago, you shit in your pants.
Yes.
You went out that night, met your wife, got married to her, and you consider yourself to be a pickup artist?
Interesting.
Yes, I did.
All right, I got an idea.
What?
Here's what you do for your job. what's something else that you've done once? And then we just sort of extrapolate from there.
I've driven a car
once.
All right,
only once?
Yes, only once.
Well, wait, why did you drive that car that one time?
I had to drive my wife to the hospital.
Oh my God.
But you had never taken a lesson before then?
No, she was in labor. I had to drive it to the hospital so she can pop.
Did you make it to the hospital? Like
we didn't make it. She had birth in the car.
Okay, so let's say you're a driving instructor. What kind of advice would you give someone who's trying to learn how to drive for the first time?
I can see you're already sitting.
You're already sitting.
You're already sitting.
What do you mean you're already sitting?
You're in the seat of the car and you're already sitting.
Okay, so you're not going to teach us how to open the door and get in.
Well, that's self-explanatory, isn't it?
By the way, this is a hard smash cut too. You're already sitting.
Okay, so yes.
I taught him smash cuts.
You taught me smash cuts.
A lot of smash cuts on page two here.
So many smash cuts and blackouts.
There are 45 smash cuts on page one. I don't know what is... And you're blacking out, like, not after punchlines or anything.
No, it's
like
blacking out after exposition. Blacking out after premise.
I like that.
I don't know.
He's getting ready for, like, when it goes on television. Right. You know, the commercial breaks there.
Yeah, oh, true. Okay, yeah. That's true.
Okay, so you're in the car.
You're in the car.
You're already sitting.
You're sitting in the car.
Yeah. Driving?
Not driving yet.
Okay.
Not driving yet.
But I'm in the driver's seat.
That would be bad if you were an instructor and said, okay, cut to you, you're already driving.
No. We don't do that.
Mm. Right.
Use your own experience in driving your wife to the hospital.
You pee a little bit.
Okay.
Now we're secreting.
All right, now we're back on,
bit. You pee a little
on your
bit.
Home turf.
Mm-hmm. You scream.
Okay.
Pee scream. And scream. Okay.
Pee and scream. Okay. You put the car in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to go reverse, or was that an accident?
That was an accident.
Okay. You back up into the hospital.
I thought R meant ready to go.
Right.
And D is don't go anywhere.
And D is don't go anywhere.
It's kind of intuitive when you think about it that way.
Yeah.
And then, but instead, R, for some reason, I backed up.
Oh,
there's no B, it was an R.
And then your wife immediately gave birth to the car.
Just popped right into the garage.
I hit the garage door and the baby slid right
out. Damn. You have a garage baby.
I have a garage baby.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Congratulations. You met my garage baby.
Really?
Yes, Scott.
Your baby's come around? I haven't seen.
My baby's coming. Well, he's 12 now.
Oh, this was 12. Oh, this is your third year of marriage.
This was my third year of marriage.
Oh, okay. Yes, that 12-year-old who's around you, that's your garage baby?
That's my garage baby.
So you've successfully raised a child.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
You could be like...
A parenting counselor.
No.
Parenting artist.
Artist. No. You got to throw artist at the end of
all
this.
What about pickup artist, like picking up your baby and holding your baby?
Oh, how to pick up... Your kid at school?
Yes. I picked up my baby once. I can...
Did you shit in your bed?
Now, yeah.
Well, first of all, you didn't drive. We've established that. So how do you mean you picked up your baby?
This is the only one where you lactating might be a little useful.
No.
It's only useful for when you're interning. I picked up my baby once, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So maybe I can teach a parenting class.
Yes.
Okay, off the ground, you mean, or at school?
No, Alpha's crib.
Oh, okay.
I have... a lot of illegitimate children, and I don't know how to be a father. So I could use some advice on parenting.
I tell you, being a dog is the only, they've normalized absentee fathers. You know what I mean? Like, it's like my dogs have never, you know, after the first month, have never seen their fathers again. And it seems like that's fine. And we just accept it.
Well, you just tore them from their families, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. You dog nap them.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
By the way, dogs are the only things where we like use the word dog in human words. And it's fine. Like, oh, dog napped or doggy massage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I've never heard of a doggy massage.
But you say bird brains.
Doggy massage.
Like, do you want a doggy massage?
Bird brains? Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, bird brains.
All right.
We don't say dog brains.
I do.
I fucked that dog's brains out of her head.
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Well, when I meet Lassie.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, be a parenting guy, because I gotta say, this script is just, it's gibberish.
Okay, all right.
It's dog shit.
There's another one.
There it is.
Why, it's just shit. It's all shit.
What do we want me to be? Do we want me to be an astronaut? Do we want me to be a parent, a drive instructor?
We've got the astronaut guy already.
No, and he was black, so I can't be that.
No, you can't.
Right, we've
okay, can I be the other half of already. Obama?
You could be the other.
You are
let's
from
hear
Chicago.
Your Obama. Let's hear half of your Obama impression. Well, we all remember when Obama said,
He did. Actually, he
His
did.
His famous speech that's was true.
When Obama had to go off the script, on script, he was just money. Off script, a lot of thinking, a lot of hemming and hawing.
Yes, what we're saying on this show is the black part of his brain was responsible for him saying,
No.
You were the one that said that.
That was definitely comedy bang bang. Yeah, that was no.
Don't you try to come on the show and Joe Rogan me.
Too late.
This'll be in a bunch of clips.
In 10 years.
Can I tell you what I want you to be, yeah. Justin?
I want you
to be happy.
Yes.
And it seems like you're struggling to find your place in this world.
Because I like you, Justin. I wouldn't have had you on the show if I didn't love you.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? I loved your first appearance.
You're a lovable guy.
You know?
Yeah.
I want you to be happy. And maybe it just means... stop trying to turn these things you've done once into your career.
Into
it's just
your,
a mistake.
Your artistry.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go back to school, Justin.
Well, yeah.
Did you go to school once?
Yeah, for a day.
Perfect. Which grade?
That's pretty great.
Kindergarten? Yeah.
Kindergarten.
Wow.
Yes.
How did you, why only a day? What happened?
Oh, do you want to know?
I'm going to take a guess. Did you... I don't know, a little anal leakage or something.
Oh, yeah. Did you shit in your pants?
Did you shit in your pants when you were napping?
Because that would actually be pretty understandable if you
shit. I can understand you not going back if you had shit in your pants.
I didn't shit in my pants on the first day. Mm-hmm. What I did on this day was a little puke in the mouth.
Little puke
in the mouth.
The opposite.
Classic. The opposite.
Shit's exact opposite.
Mm-hmm. Shit's exact opposite.
A lot of people think it's pee, but it's puke.
It's actually puke.
It's actually puke.
Is it?
One end down the other.
Yeah, because it comes out the other way.
Huh.
I don't know how to not do things and make them my career that I've only done once. Mm. I'm being honest. Mm. This is the truth. I'm letting it out. This is what
I am. Maybe you're a truth guy.
Truth artist.
Yeah, truth artist.
A truth artist.
Yes.
Tell us your truth.
My truth?
Yeah.
I don't like my job.
Oh, shit.
Hold on.
You said a lot of things. That's the most offensive one. I feel like you're pretty much telling Scott to go fuck himself.
Yeah, you don't want to be, blackballed from the industry, do you?
Blackballed? Wow.
No, I don't.
Wow. We should say dogballed.
Yeah.
Dogballed. You don't want to be dogballed.
Wow.
I don't.
I mean...
I love my job.
Okay, but no, you can say. You know, this is a safe space. When you're on the show... your family.
Okay.
So whatever you want to say about your job.
All right.
I forget.
This was like, it's like Olive Garden when you're on the show.
Exactly.
Family.
Yeah, we have Olive Garden rules here.
Scott,
and unlimited breadsticks.
Scott,
if you want any of those, they're
not enjoying.
So good.
They're very good.
So
people
very
love
good.
It when people eat on podcasts, so I wanted to make sure that was a feature.
Yes.
Not a bug.
Also, hot tip, the salt is just garlic salt.
Yeah.
That's it.
You can do this at home.
You can do this at home.
Oh,
yeah,
my
but
God.
People,
do this at home, but people don't know. People
that's
don't know
the thing.
That.
Like, when you go to a restaurant, it's like, oh, this bread.
It's just bread
you can
with
just
garlic
get,
salt.
You can get bread at home.
But
that's it.
But who's... I don't have breadsticks at home.
Well, buy
well,
some.
You can...
No.
Yeah.
You're like a Hollywood star over
would you
here.
Like me
don't
to...
Stop.
So, I'm not going to say anything, but... I do a mean grocery shop, all right?
Grocery artist.
Instacartist.
Yes.
I can be
that's
an
good.
Instacartist.
That's
okay. I've never heard anyone say I do a mean grocery shop.
I do a mean grocery shop.
What makes a mean aisle? Yeah, do you hit every aisle?
Yeah, what is your technique?
Yes, I hit every aisle with my fist.
Oh, whoa.
I hit every aisle with my fist and then get the food.
So whatever shakes off the
whatever
shelf,
shakes off the shelf
it's
falls
like,
in my
yeah,
cart.
It's like apple collecting.
Oh, my God. That sounds like it's adjacent to a crime, but I'll let it pass for now.
I actually think that's an interesting way to shop. It might be a game show idea, too, of just like hit every aisle, whatever falls off into your basket, then you have to make a recipe with Anders.
Shake shop and chef.
Shake shop and shoes.
Because
we gotta get our shoe branding.
Where were we getting there?
Yeah, we're adjacent to it.
Can I intern for this?
Yeah, intern on. Yeah.
Can I intern for this?
Yeah, please.
All right. Okay. It's a great idea.
Be an Instacartist. I love this. Go out there and shop for
and
people.
And shop for people and bring
the
them their
economy.
Food.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
If I needed groceries, what would you get for old McGruff the Crime Dog?
Well, for you, McGruff, I would get two things.
Ooh. All right, that's already not enough.
I feel like that's
you
like,
could just go to the store for two
that's
things.
Just kind of like walking
hey,
to see.
Hey, he's an artist.
To pay.
He's an artist. Okay,
maybe I'm jumping the gun. Maybe these two things are going to feel very
common. Yeah, because it might be kibble and everything else in the store.
Might be kibble and bits.
Bits.
Right. That's exactly what
Whoa,
it is.
Wow.
Kibble and bits.
Okay. So you were saying?
That's oh, you know what? I was wrong. Two things are enough for a dog from the grocery store.
Because it's not called kibbles and bits and anything else. It's kibbles and bits.
Now that I think about it, I go to the supermarket. I'm like, I need all this food. There's just a bag called dog food. I might as well just grab it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you had somebody like me,
damn,
Justin the Instacartist, you wouldn't have to worry about
that. I like you guys together. I think you guys should be back.
Justin.
You guys should be exclusively on the show together from now on. This is a good pairing. I like it. In fact, I like all three of you guys.
I love it.
I want the next episode to be the three.
In 7 years, when Honors comes back. Be,
yes.
One day early.
They'll be rebooting Workaholics with the new class.
Oh, yes. Boy. The next generation.
I would love to see that.
Oh, man. I want to
be like, that's why is it funnier?
That's
because your ass
cheeks. It's like, why is it funny? It seems like everyone has a piece of shit in their pocket every episode.
Yes!
And then you realize,
oh my, that's at the bottom of script, page two of my script.
Well, look, guys,
it's like a Usual Suspects moment where, like, the piece of shit falls out of the pants and we realize he wasn't an intern.
Slow motion.
He was a grocery pickup artist.
Slash television producer, all along.
By the way, the end of this huge long scroll are just the words, "I quit," down at the bottom.
Oh, that was my letter of resignation.
Damn, that's fast.
That is called in a script to tell me that you quit?
Well, you said you'd like the pairing here. And I'm going to go work for McGraw.
And you've smeared your shit on the
bottom. Hold on.
Yes.
Did you put in 2 weeks' notice?
No.
Get on the fucking ground.
Oh, shit.
I'm recording. Tie his ass up.
I'm recording.
That shit is illegal. I'm tying up your butt cheeks.
All right. Well, while he's down on the ground, we just have time for one final feature on the show. That is a little something called plugs. Okay, not sure about the ending to that.
Yeah.
That
10 seconds too long. That's a crime. I'm locking out.
That person is ready to get a date.
Okay. That was Evil Step Twin with Scotty Loves Plugs. By the way, just because we do them every week, I feel like people are mistaken about the fact that I love plugs. I don't love plugs in general. I let people do them.
Yeah.
It's everyone's favorite feature on the show, so we do it.
Scott, I heard somewhere that you have a plug fetish. The only thing you listen back to are the plug section, and you just jerk off in your bathroom pool.
With a butt plug?
Anders, I feel like you've gotten the short end of the stick here on the umbrella situation, because now you're a little bit covered.
Let me talk about the secreting that's happening over here. The under my titty sweat is full on right now.
Well, you know, I was covered in water by Onion Head, a.k.a. Slimer, when you mentioned
right,
Ghostbusters.
The tail, sure, for sure.
I got my pre-cum going. We're all wet.
Okay, we're all wet over here.
And you are sitting spread-legged.
I'm lactating.
It's not even wet day.
It's not even. Look, talk about wet work.
Yeah.
Boy, wet day is in April, and we're a little bit early here. Anders, what do you want to plug? Obviously, Inventing Anna is out there on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm plugging that. I'll also plug This Is Important, the podcast I do with the Workaholics Boys.
And is that weekly? Is it monthly? Is it?
It's out. We
whenever
it's out.
You do it.
Yeah,
really? No set schedule?
It's essentially weekly, but like wrangling are the four cats that we
especially
are.
Especially the one guy who just wants to listen.
Yeah, it ain't easy, but I think we banked a bunch. So get ready.
Get ready. They're coming. Say hi to the guys for me.
Will do.
Like you guys a lot. And Inventing Anna, rather, is only 9 episodes. So it's like 10 seems daunting. Like when you get into double digits.
It was COVID, man.
Yeah,
COVID just
but you know, 9 is
away.
Like, okay.
Exactly.
I can do this.
You're talking about for watching?
Yeah, for watching. That's what I mean. But and for like maybe I'd prefer 6.
The last episode, a little long.
Really?
So like a bonus episode.
So it's the anti-Fargo, because, you know, the last season of Fargo was like, hey, it's only 9, and that 9 one is 15 minutes.
Oh, was it?
I didn't watch like that. Yeah.
But yeah, that was the same thing on a show called Too Old to Die Young. I don't know if anybody ever saw it.
No, what is that?
It's fucking sick. It was written by Ed Brubaker.
Like, oh, I love Ed. Oh, yes. Was this the...
Miles Teller?
It was, but directed by...
Reffin.
Reffin, yes.
Reffin. It is unbelievably unique.
Okay. And I love Brubaker.
Every episode is like 20 minutes, 90 minutes, 40 minutes. And the last one is like 17 or 26 minutes or something.
Really?
And, but it's amazing.
I love it. Okay. Yeah. I got it. I that's on the list for Scotty
Has
Seen.
That's my plug.
Okay, good. We're
a
plugging
show
that.
That no one's seen, but you should.
And that's on Amazon, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Buried.
McGruff, what do you want to plug here?
So I was the crime consultant on a television show coming out soon called Woke. It'll be out on Hulu.
What is this thing?
April 8th. Well, it's woke. It's all the social justice warriors trying to push their woke agenda on the world. So we made that television show. And also starring Blake, one of the homeboys.
That's right.
The workaholic guys.
Okay.
Woke with Lamorne Morris and T. Murph and Sasheer Zameda and, of course, Blake Anderson.
So many of the greats.
Yes. Yeah, so I was the crime consultant on that. I arrested a lot of the cast while they were sort of walking around with their
masks.
You
were probably hired in order to give them, like, your unique insight into how people commit crimes, not for you to just arrest everyone.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's why I'm not allowed back on set.
That checks out.
And also, of course, I want to plug one of my favorite podcasts, Scott. It's called Scott Hasn't Seen. I think you mentioned it a couple times.
I was just saying it in casual conversation about things that I have
or
have not
seen. But it's one of those casual things you say that also happens to be the name of a fun podcast, Scott.
Oh, yeah, I do that show with this other guy, Sprague the Whisperer.
Never heard of him. Now, it's a great podcast. Listen to it. It's on comedybangbangworld.com.
You say it's a great podcast, and you've never heard of one of the hosts.
He's got a hunch. He's a crime dog.
Yeah, kind of mute. I mute half
those clues.
The pod. But that's a great podcast.
Like my Obama
listen
impression.
Every Friday on CBB.
Every Friday. We just did Newsies with Jessica McKenna.
Yes.
That was a good episode. We did Dick Tracy with Seth Green.
Yes, I love Dick Tracy.
That's a good movie.
It's all about these guys shooting criminals. I loved it.
It's all about how if back in the 30s, if a car even approached you, there were so few cars, you knew to yell, "Get down," because they probably had guns.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Justin, what do you want to plug here?
Oh, well, I'll plug Comedy Bang Bang.
Great. Thank you so much.
He's the intern.
Yes, I'll plug Between Two Ferns, the movie.
Nice.
On
Between
Netflix.
Two Ferns as well.
Well, my script.
Which I don't know if it's going to come out. Honestly, okay. I already was like late with the script and then just reading this thing. I can't turn this in.
That's fine. I also, you gave me one day off and one day off exactly. Mm-hmm. And I was able to intern.
Not a week, just one day.
Not a week, just one day. And I was able to take that day and try to intern on another show.
Oh,
well. With upcoming season of Physical on Apple TV.
Oh,
and it was
such
a fun place to intern. They treated me so well.
Is that season two?
Season two.
Okay.
No release day yet, but it is barreling toward us.
Barreling legal.
On Apple
barely
Plus? Apple Plus?
I would also like Apple Plus TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I would also like to plug Barely Legal.
Sure.
Just the concept?
The concept or the magazine?
Yeah. No, the site.
Okay. That's great. They got their own site.
Great.
Hey, yeah, their own site.
All right. I'll check that one out because you know I'm horny.
Good for them. I want to plug, go head on over. If you want to hear the archives of this show, as well as ad-free episodes, or you want to hear things like the ad-free Threedom and the archive of that, plus also things like CBB Presents, head over to cbbworld.com. We just did a CBB Presents with Entrepreneur, the Entrepreneur Tour with Appetizer, Pneur, and Parents Foster.
What is this?
It's a lot. I realize that's a lot to try to figure out.
Yeah. It's been 7 years for me, so I'm catching
look,
up.
You got a
lot of shit has gone down.
A lot's gone down. That is a funny show. We also have This Book Changed My Life with Lily Sullivan. We also just did something called You Can't Handle the Sleuths, mm-hmm. which I believe, McGruff, you were on.
I was. That's it.
That's it.
Pretty good. I gotta say, this Will Hines guy, very funny.
Very funny. Head over to cbbworld.com. That's where you can subscribe. If you subscribe for a year, you get 2 months free. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it up. Take the other, hold it down. You're gonna make a box, it's time to start to close it. But don't close it too much or you open up the plug bag. We're opening up that plug bag. And when you open up that plug bag, you open up your heart for the rest of the world.
See, that's an example of someone saying, oh no, the right way.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
That was really good. That was opening the plug bag when you're supposed to close it. So Punk Rock by D Drive. Thank you, D Drive, for that wonderful remix. Ooh. And guys, I want to thank you so much. Anders, so great to see you. First time since Joker. Boy, that was one of my last movies that I got to see in the movie theater.
Yeah.
What a wonderful experience.
Yeah, just experiencing that with you.
Just the joy of life. Mm.
just looking at Joaquin Phoenix's spine as he
leaving the theater so just uplifted and joyful.
I think we did go for drinks after. I don't know if you were there.
I did not go. I think we all looked at each other and said, like, well, that was a bummer. Yeah. And don't feel like doing anything else for the rest of my life.
Went and put a few back.
Yeah, I can understand that impulse. But we'll see you in another 7 years. You promise?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And McGruff, what more needs to be said, buddy?
Not much. I'm horny. I'm fighting crime.
And these are all of your
those are my things.
Headlines.
I'm horny.
Headlines.
I've been fighting crime. I did wet work in South America for a time in the 90s. And that's about it.
That's maybe next time you're on, you'll have a new thing.
We'll see. I feel like I'll be rehashing a lot of the old stuff.
Probably. And Justin.
The Instacartist.
Wow.
Justin the Instacartist.
When you come back, I want to hear everything about that.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Boy, that's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
Of course, you got to wait until Anders is back. And, yeah, so 7 years from now.
7 years from now.
Boy, yeah. I'll see you.
Okay.
We'll see.
Right.
Hold on. I just got a text message here.
Oh, boy.
Scooby sent me a text message.
Scooby?
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, that's Scooby.
And he says, I'm fucking your ex-wife?
No!
Whoa,
Scooby?
And this is a picture of him doggy style?
I'm recording.
Oh,
I'm recording.
Hey, Scoob!
Oh, my God. I mean, hold on. This is pretty hot. Hey, I'll be right back. I'm going to go stand in the corner.
Be right back.
Oh, my God.
The show is over.
No.
Still put in a word for me.
Hey, put it away.
Get on the ground. Get on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I was going to masturbate in public.
McCuck, the crime dog.
McCuck. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.